fuck?
Already gone through the whole fucking bottle.
Jesus. Now we gotta take care of that. Happy fucking happy hour. It is the most requested happy hour guest. It's the rude fucking pundit.
That's
the
me. That's me. Not him. It's me.
The rude fucking pundit is here with some hobo that just wandered in with him.
You know what? That's what I do. I keep homos with me.
Oh, I said hobo. Did you say homo?
I did.
I'm sorry.
Wait,
you have to fix my box. My box isn't working either. Okay, Aaron's late because he's a fucking stoner.
What the fuck?
He's coming. What,
really?
Sean's
really?
Here.
You mean the guy that recommended all the tacos to me is a fucking stoner?
Yes.
Do we get pot here too?
Who else recommends tacos in LA?
Steph doesn't do pot.
All right. How's that? Is that good? Okay, there you go.
Wow.
Sean is on the scissor. Aaron is late because he's stoner.
Sean is running back and forth here.
I know.
I mean,
I know.
God.
I know. Well, let me just say. Okay, so who the fuck are you, hobo?
Who the fuck is the hobo? The random hobo.
No, this Lean is in a little your. Bit. This is your brother?
This is my sister's husband's brother who's lived in L.A. forever.
Right.
And so I invited him, and now all of a sudden it becomes, you know, the Steve show.
You
well, fuck,
that right.
You fucking invited
you know
him in.
Because Steve is a big homo like me, and I couldn't be happier about this whole thing.
And far more interesting.
Thank you.
Wait, you're far more interesting than Steph?
No,
than me?
No, that's not true. Nobody is more interesting than Lee Papa. I call you rude, actually, in person, which
you
is weird.
You do. It was, you know, but I'll answer.
Okay, Steve, here's what's fucking weird about him. So, look at him. Everyone is like, oh, he really is like Clark Kent Superman bullshit, right? Because he's just like,
my glasses
look
off
at him.
Now?
Yes, mild mannered. No, put the glasses on. Okay,
oh, wait,
so
wait,
by
wait.
Day,
okay.
he's a mild mannered university professor. Where?
At the College of Staten Island.
They're
so proud to have me there.
Yes. Yes.
They are.
Okay, and then by night, you're a fucking filthy man whore blogger.
Oh, my God,
I've never read anything. I'm fucking dirty, Steve, and he is
me too. Oh, I'm filthy dirty. My mother told me how dirty he was. She read his blog.
What
your mom.
You know what he says?
I'm like, yeah. You should hear what I say to your brother. Did you hear? Did you? No. Wait. This was about your sister. Did Kenny ever tell you that stuff?
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. So I kept talking about my brother. My brother, to get this all confused. I kept saying my brother needed to ask out his sister.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I kept taunting my brother-in-law, his brother, saying, talking about, you know.
Well, you were right.
My brother being balls deep in his sister.
Oh.
And it was, I just kept,
that's a visual.
I know.
Mm.
Yeah. Does that disturb you?
No.
Does that disturb
I've known this for years from my sister, from Jeannie.
Yeah.
Jeannie's told me this. She's like, he keeps saying that we ought to meet.
Wait, somebody. Wait, like, I never told Jeannie. I never told Jeannie that.
I think you did.
So, Rude, so you know, is like half fucking tanked on tequila. What are you drinking?
Evan Williams single barrel with whiskey.
Very nice.
I asked for some Buffalo Trace, but.
You know what? I fell down on the job with
you
that
really
shit.
Did.
I fucking
really
am so did. Sorry. I wrote it down.
Yeah, I'll take it out on you later. I will take it out on you later.
We already have a love-hate thing going.
Oh,
I got, first of all, he took his pants off like five minutes after getting here.
Yep.
I was like, you want to take a jacuzzi? He's like, fuck yeah.
Yep. And then I'll hate fuck you tonight.
Yes.
I will hate
fuck
you so hard.
Oh my, well, not till after I made you hike. And then he literally looked at me and he said, I hate you.
I did.
I hate
did.
You a little bit right now.
I did.
And I hear he's hung like a lesbian.
That's the biggest clit I've ever seen. And that is
you know
saying
what?
Something.
You know what's great? You know what's great about having a clit like a lesbian is that it's so, so sensitive when you touch it. It's so sensitive.
Really? It was just I lightly dusted it and he came.
Oh, no.
Just like that.
No. It's like bells from Notre Dame. It's just ringing in the tower.
Oh.
I can help you with that hump.
I think I'm going to go to Griffith Park and just walk around.
Well, you're
going to
get lucky, Steve.
Yeah,
let me tell you what.
Get raped by a mountain lion. Stephanie left.
You might get fucked by a mountain lion.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Aaron. Our stoner's here.
Yep.
Hi. Oh, anytime it's good for you is good for us. That's fine.
Let's abuse him. Oh,
yes.
Jesus Christ.
Spicoli's here. Mike, are you going to fuck one of my dogs or not?
No,
they
your dogs
want to
fuck me. Your
really
dogs
bad.
Look at me
really
like,
bad.
We're going to fuck you, and then we're going to eat you. And we're not going to eat you in the good way.
No, not the good way.
We're going to just bend you over the table.
Right.
We're going to just
Like a they're going to bend you over the jukebox.
They are. You have a jukebox?
I will for the purposes of your rape.
That's great, because you know what'll be great is every time I slam against
it. I'm gonna get one.
I really want it to just skip songs every time, you know?
Any place is a good place for him to get raped.
Well,
by the dog.
I like it because I can do a really good Jodie Foster impression. I'll just be like,
oh, yeah?
Oh, I could hear you screaming downstairs when Max was fucking you on a jukebox.
Wow.
Screaming.
Oh, my God. I'm good, right? So fucking good. Hard right
that
now.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. I am just thumping under the table here.
Sean, you seem immune to all this. Do you have any fucking clue what's been happening here? This is, I know you're... You've had a long week, but this is the filthiest happy hour already.
No, I was about to tweet what we just said. You have a jukebox? only for the purposes of your rape. So
yes, yes.
That's the first thing I heard.
Thanks for tweeting all
here.
The stuff that I could that could be eligible for felonies. Thank you for that,
that's
Sean.
That's right. That's
thanks
right.
For getting right
if
on
I
that.
Get, if I get raped while in L.A.
Fucking Spicoli's like,
please
did
remember.
Did
to,
you tweet the thing about a raping Rapunzel?
Remember to check the jukebox for DNA. Holy shit.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Fucking... That's dog hair on
we
the
we are
jukebox.
In my basement, and there are
gonna
ball
take the
there are ball gags here.
That's great. They're going to take the rape use the rape kit on me and go dog semen in your asshole. Why? Mm. Why would there be dog semen in your asshole?
That's not safe.
No, no, no. No, the dog didn't even use a condom.
Okay, this weird shit gets a little weird around here. So last night, you know, we just were getting liquor up watching the town halls, and Max was getting a little frisky, and I just kept. Pointing to Rude, and I was like, bite him.
She was trying to get her dog to...
She's like, what are you doing? And Max was like...
She's like, putting his giant fucking bear paw on me, and, you know, like... And then
that's a big dog.
Yeah, and then it would put one paw on
right.
me, and then I'd say stop, and then we'd just go, ah, fuck it, and put the other
fuck
paw
you.
On me.
Fuck
yeah,
you.
Fuck you. You really think you can take
fuck you,
me?
Fuck you, Revenant bitch.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to just toss you down, slam you against that jukebox while Rock Around the Clock is playing.
Did he really get fucked by a bear in that movie?
Well, he got eaten. Not
people
in a good
keep
way.
Telling me that.
No,
I'm like, he got raped by a bear?
No. There was a rumor that he got raped by a bear when idiots didn't realize it was a fucking CGI bear.
Jesus, I smacked the woman next to me on the plane. I was like, ow!
Oh my
fuck me, I'm sorry.
God,
I did not think the bear was coming back.
Did you see
Jesus
the movie?
Fucking
no,
Christ.
But I've been fucked by a bear before.
Really? That's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
I would, and you know what? I'm sure people would say that about you.
Girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it a CGI bear
proud.
Or a real one?
Oh, honey. If only it was a CGI.
Oh, the magical CGI
I
bears.
Shaved him down and thinned him out some.
Wow. Okay, I don't mean to do another spoiler alert about Revenant, but let me just say, I thought I liked fresh sushi. Okay, that's funny. Ooh. If you've seen it. If you haven't seen it, you don't know.
There is nothing good about Revenant.
That he takes a fish out of the thing and bites its head off and eats it just
that
live.
That sounds fresh.
He eats it live.
Did it have wasabi and soy sauce?
No.
No, the Jesus. worst part is that in these scenes where he's eating raw things,
right.
they're always right next to a fire.
Just, Jesus,
like,
be
fucking
a little civilized.
Walk over there and just dangle the fucking fish
Jesus
over the fire
Christ.
For 10 fucking seconds.
That's called acting.
Don't be a fucking Neanderthal.
Yeah.
For
right.
fuck's sake.
Oh, I gotta eat that buffalo liver raw because that way it'll be a more authentic performance.
Hmm.
He did get the Oscar.
Yeah, he did.
It's true.
Did
he did.
Like, look at Leo. If you fucking cooked it for a second, you still would have gotten a goddamn Oscar.
That's
you
right.
You look like shit.
Seared liver.
You wouldn't have died.
I don't want to look at his blood-covered ass anymore unless he's been raped by a bear.
That was like more unbelievable than gravity. I'm like, you are not still fucking alive. Give me a fucking break. That horse went off the cliff and you... What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, it was just... It was a total fucking Wile E. Coyote moment because there's this part where he's on a horse and they're galloping towards a cliff and the horse
right.
goes over the cliff and we watch from above. Whatever fucking stupid director said, let's watch from above
right.
as Leo and the horse go over the cliff, did not obviously ever see a fucking Roadrunner cartoon.
Right, right.
Because I was
you're
just
like,
waiting.
He had to go through the goddamn movable hole in the mountain. He can't just go right off the fucking cliff.
And there was
right.
no beep beep.
No,
there
and
no,
the,
at there was
the,
no rocket skates. There was
no. No, I was waiting though for the for Leo to hit the bottom. Him and just go poof.
If only
little yep little puff of smoke you are
and then I'm like oh no
you
he's
are
fine now
sweating
he's
like a
seriously,
whore on I mean it
what
is
crack
happening?
Makes you sweat
yeah
wow really?
You got the crack sweats
so sorry
fat
Jesus.
People in lights just do not go well together. I was rushing to get here and I was like god no it's have to look good
like you wouldn't think you'd be fat with that much coke.
No, I need more.
You're not fat.
More,
you're beautiful.
More.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
Yes. No, no.
He brings
I've
the rudeness
worse.
Out in me. He
no.
brings the rudeness
no, no.
out.
You know what?
You are handsome. You are.
Can I just say something
all
about...
All lesbians tell me that.
But you are.
Can a gay man tell me that?
You are. You do not need to.
You
do not need to do one more line of coke a day, in my opinion. I think you're perfect.
Yes. Yeah. Can I just say something about the whole fat shaming thing?
Sure.
I mean, since we're all talking here like friends, I think it's bullshit to say that there's something wrong with fat shaming. I think we should be able, as a large person, I believe that we should be able to fat shame as much as possible. When people tell me that I can't make fucking Chris Christie jokes about what a fat fucking piece of shit he is.
Or that John Kasich is disgusting when he eats.
No, fuck that. No, I'm talking about fat. So, you know what? If you're so, fat is something you can change, all right?
Nah. Yeah.
Really? 90%
of
people.
It's true, no, gay, you can't change. But,
yeah, you can't change. No, but no. You want cock inside you, you cannot
stop
change
eating,
that.
I could stop eating pussy.
You can't.
I could, what?
That's a high five moment.
I don't want to.
She doesn't, I don't think she heard you about the cock inside you.
Excuse me?
Huh? I know, there's something about cock.
Never.
Anyway, so I'm against, I'm not racist, except when it comes to Koreans.
Right.
And I'm not.
Well, if they would fucking drive, you wouldn't have to. Yeah, what did I say? One of my best friends is Korean, and it's okay. I tell her you are a fucking shitty driver.
No. Really?
And then she eats your dog.
I don't do that. Don't do that joke.
Don't do the eat dog joke.
No, don't do that joke.
Oh,
but
is that really offensive?
It's tasty.
Does it really offend people?
Yes. I'm a dog lover.
You
don't
oh, that's because of you?
No.
It's not because of the Koreans.
I'm okay with
because
offending a lesbian.
Lot of Koreans
don't
believe in that.
I don't offend a Korean.
All right. For fuck's sake.
You know what?
What was your point?
My point was, you know what? Stop putting shame after everything and saying that you can't talk about it, you know?
Right.
You know, oh, no, you can't make fun of me because I'm so fat. It's like, well, you know what? I'm sorry. You know, be proud of yourself. Be happy with yourself. But you know what? A fat joke is a good joke.
Right.
It's a good joke. If it's a bad joke, you better get the fuck away.
Right.
Don't call me fat to my face, because, you know,
don't get offended.
Call me down for that.
I don't get offended about the amount of carpet I eat. What the fuck?
Yeah. No.
Carpet? Carpet in L.A.?
Munch away.
Yeah.
No way.
What?
There's no carpet left in L.A. It's all hardwood.
I'm not even sure what we're talking about anymore.
No.
It's linoleum.
We're
down
just
there,
into
it?
Metaphor upon metaphor.
It's all linoleum.
All right, Steve, stop being such a pesky homo. Rude.
Yes. Why don't you call me Lee?
I
don't understand.
Because you're
that's
fucking
you
rude.
Don't even know my name.
Say my name, bitch.
Say my that's what I'll when you know what when I'm hate fucking you later. That's
right.
All I'm gonna say.
I'll be like Lee. Lee. Oh,
it's gonna
Lee.
It's gonna be like Roots.
Lee.
I'm gonna keep. You're gonna keep saying rude. And I'm gonna say Lee. No. I'm whipping you with my dick.
You know what's weird is I feel like there's a really good chance that's actually going to happen. Oh. Okay, so, which is a weird shot, I know. We've had a lot of happy hours and happy hour after parties, but there's just something, there's something magic.
There's something heading towards us.
I meant Lee!
Fuck it.
Lee!
Just lashing you with
papa.
My dick.
Who's my papa?
Yep. Slapping you across the face. It's just going to be.
All right, why are you so rude in your blog? What are you? Is that your mind or is that how you are in person?
How,
you are fucking filthy.
You know what?
You did a whole routine about all the Republican skull fucking Reagan's dead head. It's just.
Oh, yeah.
It's disgusting,
I did a
sir.
Whole thing about. You know what? You know what was one of my proudest moments?
What?
Was when the New York Times actually quoted me about my whole thing about raping Rick Santorum. And how Rick Santorum, this is all going to be rape jokes, you know?
Most stuff I can't say on my little family radio show that you write about. I'm like, oh, well, not that. Oh, no, not that either. Jesus.
I've told you the story of why I started the whole blog, right?
No.
It was because I read Alfred.
Because you wanted to skull fuck Reagan's skull?
Oh, well, you know, that just takes a little digging and some Viagra. For 4 hours, he was fucking Reagan's skull because of the Viagra.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you saying? No, why did you start the
blog? Well, it was because Al Frank. I know. We want insight here, I can tell. Al Franken's book, Lies and the Lying Liars.
Right.
Okay, that came out, and everybody started attacking Al Franken, going, oh, my God, he's lowering the level of political discourse.
And you're like, oh, no, I got that bitch.
Exactly.
I got that bitch.
And that was exactly it. And that's why it even says on there, proudly lowering the level of political discourse. Because I thought, no, let me show you.
You know who did that for me? Sexy liberal Aisha Tyler. We did the first matinee sexy liberal we ever did was in Santa Fe. And I was like looking out at all the old people. I was like, oh, fuck, I think I'm way too dirty for an afternoon crowd. And Aisha's like, I got this. She went out and she was like 10 times filthier than my act.
Oh,
I was like,
but you know what?
You.
And the old people.
By the time I got out there, we were like, oh, thank God.
But
like,
the old people loved it, didn't they?
Yes. They
were like, you know why? Because all those old people, we think of old people like when we were kids, and they were like, you know, the greatest generation old people.
Right.
No, old people now are like hippies from the 60s.
Right.
You know, they were out gang, you know, just, you know,
gang banging,
daisy chaining each other in the fields at Woodstock.
Not
cover,
in my mom.
Cover your smoking, little millennial ears.
Smoking, smoking pot out of their vaginas or whatever the fuck they did out in the field.
I did that, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want to see you blow smoke rings out of your vagina.
Ooh, talent.
I learned that in Thailand. Just shut the fuck up, Steve. So rude. Tell us. I mean, Lee.
I said talent.
I mean, Lee.
Yes.
Lee. So, all right. Tell us, because happy hour is more like this. Like, we're drunk and just talking shit.
Sure.
That's
sure,
not politics. So, tell us your whole story.
My whole story? Who
tell
the
me
fuck
a whole,
cares?
Let's just... Oh, I would ask you what's your favorite swear word, except it's all fucking of them. All of them fucking
my
at once.
My favorite swear word is actually cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I love cunt. I love cunt Fantastic. Because it still has the power to offend.
Right.
No other swear word has the power to
I don't,
offend
anymore. Because I'm a woman. I can use it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Well, because I'm kind of...
The first line that was ever spoken on the Happy Hour podcast was Ann Coulter is the cuntiest cunt that's ever cunted.
You know, for years, I wrote, you know, I don't kind of give a shit about Ann Coulter anymore, but for years I wrote why Ann Coulter is a cunt. And you know what's funny is nobody complained about it until like a year or so ago.
Right.
And then it was like, oh my God, why are you calling?
Oh my God.
Cunts are beautiful. No, they're not. No. Ann Coulter is not beautiful. She's a cunt. Yes. Actual physical.
I mean that in a bad way.
Actual physical cunts are, you know, are lovely. Yes, they are. They have. Oh. They,
right.
They have.
But not when you're being.
No, no.
Cunty.
No.
You know, the rest of you is being a cunt.
Cunty McCuntington.
When you're cunting around your cunt.
Yes, yes. So that's my favorite. That's my favorite swear word.
I invited my friend Karen over there, who just passed out. I'm sorry, Karen. This
that's
is,
a, oh,
is,
oh, there's somebody.
Because
oh,
my
hi.
Friend Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Who just came to watch this
cunt show,
cunt fest,
cut to Palooza.
That's what you should call the sexy liberal tour.
Well, it pretty much is. It pretty much is. Yeah. Except Carly Fiorina stole my fucking slogan, putting the cunt back in country.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally. Totally. She might be Ted Cruz's running
killing
mate.
Cunt.
Well, wait, we're not supposed to talk politics. Sorry.
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
You know, Ted Cruz, by the way, total cunt.
Yes. Yeah. No, he's an artificial vagina.
Yeah, no. He's.
Even though he wanted to outlaw them in Texas,
yeah,
he is a phony and he's a pussy. He's,
he wanted outlaw.
He's an artificial vagina.
He wanted to outlaw sex toys.
Really?
Yeah.
Right?
Itch. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, including artificial vaginas.
Wow. Yes. Yes. So we,
I mean, that would be okay.
No,
you've probably never had.
You know
a
what? You know what? I am happy for you to use whatever dildo vibrator you want to shove up your ass.
Oh,
so yeah. In that case, you need to support my right to have a fleshlight to put on my dick.
There's dildo you're, drones now. It's
you're
fantastic.
Right.
I can get
you're
a drone right. delivered you're, right into my cunt.
You know, if I.
hands
that's
free.
What I,
hands free.
That's wow. what I want you to say. To
I got.
Me
I
later.
Can do some other shit. I can do some varnishing, some other lesbian shit.
That's what I'll say later. Is I'm just a drone.
Just
I'm
a
just
drone.
A drone, Stephanie. Call me Lee. Call me Lee.
Lee.
A rude drone.
So now, okay, you're from Jersey. Tell me.
All right. You
want
to know my real? My,
yes.
Okay. Oh my God.
Do we have any harmonica music, something, right. some, I don't know, fucking
really, we're
going to
go with Deliverance now?
Sort of,
we're
going to go with Deliverance. Or whatever. What's your sad fucking story? Where are you from?
My sad fucking
what
story? Here, okay, you want to know, I'll tell you the fun version
All right,
of
you got
my
two
life.
Dead parents. What's
yeah,
happening?
I do have two dead parents, so okay. Mother's Day means shit to
okay.
me. Thank you, thank you. You know what's funny is I make dead father jokes all the time, and because my father died when I was 13, so you know, which was the first funeral
shit.
I ever went to. So my father and I was,
shit.
And I tried to do CPR on Ew. Him when he's laying there.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah. So you know what? That. So you know what? Every death after that pretty much has been.
Eh.
grandparents died. Ah, I got this. Eh. Mom dies. It's like that's terrible, but you know she lived, you know, 30 more years than my dad. So you know
and you didn't have to mouth to mouth her.
No, no,
at least
no,
not then.
No, no. I had, no, but I, Listen. I did have to. No, I had to clear the vomit from his mouth, and
your dad,
my dad, when he's laying on the floor in his bedroom.
What did he die of?
Heart attack.
Oh.
But he was a three
pack. Believe me.
I thought you were going to say you killed him.
No, no. He was a three pack. Well, I don't know. Maybe maybe at the end, my lame attempt at CPR when I was only 13 years old.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I know.
This is taking a dark turn, as most of your blogs do.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So anyway, the fun part of that
is...
Right. Anyway, I was born in Queens. We had to leave. Here's the funny story. We had to leave Queens.
This doesn't get funnier than this.
No. This is while my dad
Jesus
was
fucking Christ.
No, while my dad was still alive. So my dad worked for the Long Island Railroad Public Relations, and when I was a kid in Queens, and so he kept stealing money by using his expense account. To
your dad.
My dad.
He did PR before drunk engineers used to plow trains into
trestles
and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he, actually, one of my favorite stories about my dad is my dad would go on the radio every week to say, or every day to say whether or not the trains were running on time. And so this was pre-internet, people.
Yeah. You know who else made the trains run on time?
Yes, yes.
Hitler.
My dad.
Hitler.
So,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Right,
I thought it was Mussolini.
Mussolini. That too. Yeah.
Those dead fascists like my dad. So,
wow.
So there was.
I've never heard these stories, by the way.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, he did know my mom. So, anyway, so the DJs one day started saying, come on, Joe, we want to, that was his name.
Otherwise this story makes no fucking sense.
We want to play a song for you. My dad hated the DJs on the station.
Okay.
And they said, come on, Joe, we'll play any song. He was like, no, I don't want it. Don't play anything for me. And they said, no, come on, Joe, what do you want? And he said, okay, Bitch by the Rolling Stones. In 1969, he said that on the air. And so I would like to think that it's from my father that I got this.
Your
sense
total
of humor.
Inappropriateness.
Yes.
And that's when you had to move to Lafayette?
No. We had to move to Florida. We ran away.
From the law.
From the law. No, literally.
I know.
We ran from the law down to Louisiana. We packed up overnight.
Okay.
And ran down to Louisiana where we were unemployed, on welfare, living in a trailer. Now you can hit that banjo music. Yep.
I've known your sister for 30 years. I've never heard that story.
You've never heard that we lived, that we were on with about the,
or that he cussed on the radio and y'all had to move to Lafayette. Nobody wants to do that.
No, we lived in Florida first.
You know why? Because you sure do got a pretty mouth.
Oh yeah.
That's why you know that story.
Ain't the first time
story.
I heard that.
Okay, that's it. Now I'm adding.
Except
in,
I'm the one later. It's going to be
Susan.
I'm going to
make
squeal
make
louder.
You squeal.
Lee! Lee! You're going to be like, whatever.
Now say Lee and squeal.
Okay, so that's why you moved to Louisiana.
That's why. No, that's why we moved to Florida.
Florida, and then.
Then my dad was a trucker for a while. Oh, I got the whole. Wow. I got the whole redneck experience. That's right.
Do we have Convoy? Let's bring some
PTSD. Really, you have Convoy?
Let's bring some PTSD back.
Really?
You got your ears on? Good buddy?
Yeah.
You did not want to put on Jim Ward's sweaty earphones. Let's just tell people that right now. And he's not that sweaty.
No,
I am.
Look, he has the big gay vagina earmuffs on.
No, he does. Well, those are mine that I got to wear tomorrow.
I'll watch
Jesus. Those are the little horror headphones that everybody's got right
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appropriate.
Sorry, I point right at you.
Thank you,
yeah, little whore.
Talking about the big headphones.
I'm a big whore, not a little whore.
You
want Convoy?
Do we have it?
Yeah.
Oh. So your dad was a trucker.
My dad was a trucker.
Ten
oh my god,
buddy.
This takes me back.
Tell us the story.
No. My dad would.
Did he get blown in a lot of truck stops?
Oh, that's hot.
I don't know. You see,
only for you, Steve. I'm playing to my crowd.
You see, now I wish that he was around for me to ask him. Dad, did you ever get blown at truck stops? Did you?
We'll never know what dad did.
I know.
John, what has happened to this happy hour? He tells us.
A gay guy shows up and y'all talk
and
like this.
I ask him if he got blown at truck stops. What is wrong with me?
You know what would be? You know what though? Here's the funny story, and this is for you, Steve.
Was there a big convoy?
No.
What?
There is actually a chance that my dad was the one blowing guys at truck stops.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
Runs in the family.
Yeah. He was very homophobic.
Really?
My father.
Oh,
except,
so he doth protest
except,
too much?
Except his best friend was a gay guy.
Oh.
And he did tell me that his best friend would take him to gay clubs to go dancing.
Oh, just to see.
I have
just to see, just the tip.
You know, here's
he
the thing.
He just put his tip in, here's in the thing. Door just to see
here's
what was
thing.
Happening.
My dad started telling me these stories, and then he fucking died.
God damn
it's
it!
It's like
Lee.
Son of a bitch.
Don't you hate that? You know,
I know.
You, God damn
I
it!
Know.
You blow. You know,
it's the gay
six,
mafia.
Seven,
they took him out.
47 yeah. guys at truck stops. It's right away. You're fucking homo.
I love that.
What
shit.
The fuck is wrong I with this awesome. Country?
You suck 20 dicks, and then somebody's gonna tell you you're gay.
Phone apps have ruined everything now. No more truck stop blowjobs and rest stops.
Wait,
damn.
Wait, isn't there an
fuck
app
has
for that?
To America?
Isn't there an app
what has
for
happened
that?
To it? Apps have taken away
no.
our ability to blow random truckers
hell
and
yeah.
trucks.
Fuck yeah. I miss
Christ.
It.
Isn't there like
a
Tinder
what?
For isn't there a Tinder for truck stops? I mean,
I don't
you know.
I don't know.
The glory holer?
I don't leave miles.
Oh, if only.
So, this just, is, there's
Sean,
no,
is this
you know,
officially
you know,
the weirdest, dirtiest happy yeah. hour ever? I think we knew that it would be.
You know,
yeah.
you know the uh-huh. thing about the glory holer? You can only
what?
Swipe one way. Because who the fuck cares?
Huh? I don't get that one.
Oh, Grandpa, shut the fuck up.
You don't swipe. you don't do Grindr?
What?
Oh, yeah. Huh? We don't swipe.
Oh, it's Tinder.
He's
Tinder.
Like, what? I have a pepper, grinder. What are you saying?
And you don't, yeah.
Well, no, Tinder, where you swipe.
Yeah, that's straight people stuff.
There's gay Tinder.
All right, so Lee.
You need to do.
What, let's go back to your Great American Story.
I just
what
go
happened?
To the bathhouses.
What
much
happened
easier.
After your.
Sorry, Mom. Home, I got to do something.
Thanks for bringing Paul in.
circle gets the square.
Those were our references growing up.
Yes,
straight Paul Lind.
Yeah, I understand. I know I was in love with Paulin. I had no clue.
Were you?
I was
were
like
you?
Gonna marry him. Sure.
Wow. Would yeah. you? Would you? Would you gently finger yourself while watching Bewitched yes. whenever he appears?
Yes. Oh, and Dora. Oh my God.
That's it.
Take
there we
me,
go.
Warlock.
Wow. Or maybe it was to Elizabeth Montgomery.
That was
were you turned
a,
on by Elizabeth well, Montgomery?
Of course. Who wasn't?
I was.
Right.
And but which Darren? Which Darren?
Who fucking cares,
the
right?
The one with the good back.
What?
The one with the good back.
Oh,
well, one of the Darrens had a little hunch, didn't he? Yeah.
What's happened here? All right, so let's talk about them when you went to Louisiana, that fucking hellhole.
Yeah.
No offense, Louisiana.
Mm. No. When I first moved to Louisiana in 1976, it was a hellhole.
Yes.
We were at the time kind of Jewish. And and at the time there was no synagogue in.
You're not quite as Jewy now.
No, God, no, oh. Fuck that. I'm a stone cold atheist. Don't tell Jim this, but I don't believe in any conspiracies.
Oh,
I think
okay.
Lee Harvey Oswald did it. I don't believe in ghosts.
God.
I don't believe in
God.
UFOs.
Oh,
9/11 was not an inside job.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe in any of that
or 7/11,
bullshit.
As Donald Trump called
it. Don't believe in any of that bullshit. There's no Bigfoot. There's no nothing.
I think Slurpees brought down Building 7. Don't you?
Slurpees, yes.
Yeah.
The super big gulp. Of course, let me ask Steve about that. Super big gulping.
Oh, stop it.
I spit.
Oh, my God. That was such an obvious gay joke.
All right.
Right?
Okay,
anyway,
so we
would go. We went to the one place that was supposedly a synagogue, and it was actually just this room in somebody's house. And when we walked in, the four or five Jews in Lafayette, Louisiana, turned around and looked at us like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, are you gonna burn a cross in our yard or something? So we never went back to synagogue.
Wow. So that okay.
That was the end of my Jewiness.
That was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
How did you come to be a professor exactly?
I
in all your
went to school.
Filthiness.
I went to school.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to the University. Well, it's now the University of Louisiana, same place that his brother went. And,
yeah, we have to do a film about him. He really is like Superman because he is there is the. You know, Clark Kent, mild mannered professor.
But you know, I did the first gay kiss on stage at a production in Lafayette.
Oh, my.
I directed shows that had that's right, I was a fucking trailblazer, Steve.
Wow, so
Jesus
you
Christ.
Are,
you know what? Thank me. Thank me just a little
thank
bit.
You, Lee.
You are the sexual undecided voter because you are divorced, you were married,
yeah,
you
I
have
am.
A girlfriend now.
I do.
But
really?
You have sucked a dick or two.
Ooh. Or I've had it sucked, yes.
I'm
a top, Stephanie.
Oh, my God.
For fuck's sake.
I better get that straight for later.
That's what everybody
you
says.
You better. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
I don't. You know what? Yeah. It doesn't matter.
You're fluid, as the kids say.
Who is?
He doesn't care. He's a stem cell.
Whoever
he's
is
like, whatever,
giving
dude.
The pleasure, right. It doesn't matter. I will take pleasure from whomever wishes to be so kind,
right,
as to give me pleasure.
Listen, Max is probably going to suck you off in the massage chair later. It's going to be fantastic.
God. Yes, yes.
My dog is already, he's had like foreplay for 2 days with.
I know.
Is that why you asked for peanut butter?
You know it.
I don't keep that. It's too fattening.
When your dog starts puking peanut butter, it'd be like, ah.
Oh, God.
And I tell Max, I'm going to, you know what's going to be bad when I hold Max's head down and say, just keep going, Max. Come on.
He'll fucking fight it off. He's a top. You guys better work that out in advance because he's a total top.
You better swallow that shit. Don't want your dogs.
Okay, Karen is a dog lover, and we have just horrified everybody in this audience, in the room. And this
a dog lover or a dog lover?
Not like that. No. Oh, Jesus.
Y'all said this was dirty, so I'm just not sure.
You know, we've never reached these
depths, heights.
Or heights before on the happy hour. We've had some filthy ones, right?
Dead dad's doing blowjobs. I was not expecting that.
He wasn't dead when he gave blowjobs.
I did not see that coming.
Neither
did he.
Dead when he gave blowjobs. Yeah, you know, it was, and you know what? What's funny is I got a message.
Now
from
a
his,
warning about funny.
Yeah. I got a message from his gay best friend. You know, sorry that he couldn't, arrive to come to the funeral. I didn't want to say
sorry couldn't come
because I was trying to avoid the word.
Of course, I was going to go there.
I was trying to
sorry
avoid.
Sorry, couldn't come.
Yes, just like when I dodge, I was trying to avoid the come. Don't get that in your
when
eye.
When he dies, he gets laid in the coffin. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
You know what's?
You're like, hey,
you know,
your dad makes a nice stiff.
Here's another funeral story. Here's another.
Oh my
dad's
god, this is
funeral.
So great.
No, I had a teacher, and
do you have some funeral music?
And a bunch
Thanks.
Of students okay. who showed up. My fellow students who showed up at the funeral, and we went to the sort of little.
Could you take your organ out for me? Thanks so much.
Little dining room area at the funeral home, and they just sat around telling me dirty jokes for an hour.
That's fantastic.
And they made me laugh. I was laughing hysterically while my dad was laying in a coffin at Melanson Funeral Home. Melanson Funeral Home for all your funeral needs.
He would have been.
You know what? He would have been. He would have been.
Yeah.
He used to make the filthiest, most horrific jokes. My dad would do things like he would talk about capital punishment, okay?
Yeah.
And he would act out. Like he would have it do a whole thing about ABC's Wide World of Capital Punishment, Wide World of Execution. And he'd play Howard Cosell narrating execution. And now they're putting the cuffs on his wrists. They're wetting his wrists and head down, the better to conduct the electricity. And then when he would do the execution,
wacky.
He would do this for me and my sister, who's 2 years younger than me. And then he would stand there and act like he's being executed.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yep.
Oh, funny. Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, thank God you turned out so psychologically whole.
We were living in Florida and Louisiana. A lot of people were getting executed.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you had a little, like George Bush, you used to get a little giggly over it.
Yeah. Well, it was very quickly after he died that I started to think, maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Oh, dear. Yeah. And what about your mom?
What about her? She's dead, too.
I don't want to imply anything about her in
Christ.
Truck stops.
You know what?
I'm just asking what the story was.
What's the story with my mom? Wait, you want me to confess shit? I'll confess something to you, Stephanie. You know what?
Do it.
My mom was the other woman for my dad. My dad was married. You didn't know that, Steve?
Wow.
My mom was a slut.
Oh, my God. We would why never.
Slut. She's a slut. Look at her slut.
It's not some, like, you know, hobo blowing whore from truck stops like your dad.
But she was a home wrecker. My dad was married. I have a half sister somewhere in the world that I've never met. He was He was married with a. Wouldn't it be crazy if she was like a listener to the show?
Fantastic. Look, I love
a podcast
Stephanie Miller.
Subscriber.
That's what he said. He's like, I love Stephanie.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Podcast subscriber. You know, Laura, if you're out there, call me.
Wow.
You didn't know any of that?
No.
Holy
Your
shit.
This has been a very revelatory happy hour.
It's been
People
so
are going to be very happy.
I'm calling
People
her
People in your family didn't know shit you're talking about.
Okay. Mom. Yeah.
So my mom was the other woman, and she broke up my father's marriage.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, my mom was Jewish, and my father was Roman Catholic. So his family disowned him because he divorced his Roman Catholic wife.
So your mom was a Christ-killing whore, is
yes,
what you're saying.
Christ-killing
your dad
whore.
Was a hobo-blowing truck stop.
Well, that
driver.
Came later in his life. He was, however, addicted to amphetamine. So, you know, we could really...
Hold your calls, everybody!
He was.
We have a winner.
He was
I'm having the most fun I've ever had on a happy hour. This is horrible.
And
this
I'm shocked.
And
I never get shocked.
At the same time.
You didn't know any of this stuff?
No, and I'm never shocked. And now I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm clutching my pearls right now.
Oh, my God. One of my favorite things after my mom's death, which is really not the best way to start a sentence.
That's fantastic. Okay, you're going to love this.
You're going to love this. You had to know this. So my sister and I were going through... you know, my mom's old mementos and things.
Uh-huh.
And no, this isn't going to be too horrible.
Old sex toys
but
and
we,
shit.
But right. we came across a photo of my stepfather when my stepfather was very young.
Okay.
And my stepfather, amazing, lovely man.
Okay.
I need to say I do totally, you know.
Fantastic.
Yeah, love
well,
my
compared
stepdad.
To your,
I love him in a special way,
compared to
too.
Your parents.
You do. You know, Steve fucked my stepfather. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so,
somebody had to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we came across a photo that he had from when he was in the military in the 50s
right.
that he had signed to his love at the time.
Yeah.
Who became his first wife. But anyway.
Right.
My mom had taken liquid paper and liquid papered over the name of his first wife. And wrote her name in.
Why wouldn't you?
Because she was jealous.
Memories.
My mom was a crazy stalker, jealous woman.
Now that doesn't surprise
mind.
Me. That is such a Roz thing, right?
Yep.
There.
Yep.
I'm not surprised.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. Story.
So really, now that I'm talking to you, I realize, my God, I had a fucked up upbringing.
So, I think this happy hour is going to lead to a lot more therapy for you. So,
no,
Steve.
I'm going to take it out on you later.
Lee! Okay, so you have one sibling, your sister.
I have two siblings. I have an older brother and a younger sister.
Oh, what's up with the older brother?
My older brother?
We don't have enough time.
Well, here's a funny story about him.
Why are your funny stories involved like either meth or vomit or death?
And their family is not that funny.
Okay, all right.
My brother was married, early on in his, you know, right out of college or high school.
Right.
He had a daughter.
Okay.
And she, you know, she's great. And she's 24, 25 years old.
Okay.
My brother, 50 years old, married a 30-year-old woman.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Great. Good for him. Mazel tov. And,
L'chaim.
Yes. And, she's great. Love Elizabeth. And, but they had a child together. My 50-year-old brother and 30-year-old
right.
wife.
Well, okay.
A couple of years later. At the same time, like within a month or so of my niece, his first daughter, having
right.
a child.
Okay.
So there is a photo of the two fucking babies laying next to each other, and I get to point out to people, if you ever think I'm not a redneck, that baby is that baby's uncle.
Welcome to Louisiana, everybody.
Michelle, welcome to Louisiana.
That's a special part of Louisiana there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
Lafayette. That's not New Orleans.
Fantastic.
Where real people come
No,
from.
In New Orleans, you know, we're just beating and shooting black people and letting them.
Not all the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Wait, now when did you get married for the first time?
I've only been married once.
Okay.
Never getting married again.
I didn't want to get married. I assume we're getting married.
I didn't want to get married in the first place.
What happened?
I don't believe in marriage.
Shotgun?
Marriage is bullshit.
What happened?
No. It was really just get married or break up. And I was like, you know what? I'll ride this for a while. And
dudes are fucking shitty, aren't they, Sean?
Yeah.
Except for you.
We got married. I was 23 years old. She was 22.
Oh.
We're stupid.
Whatever,
people.
Jack and Diane. We'll get to the rest of the story.
What's the rest of the
that
story?
Happen.
What's the rest of the story?
Start the dragon.
Yeah. What's the rest of?
So
You know what? Here's. I'm just going to jump to the end.
Okay.
At the end.
How long were you married?
Oh, a long time.
Well, in guy years, that's a lot longer than girl years. How long are we?
15 years.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't know I was married for 15 years? No.
Wow, well, Steve, you have not been fucking paying attention, dude. You have been doing way too much knob gobbling to figure out what the fuck is happening with your brother-in-law over here.
You know, he's never brought a guy home.
Really?
I've never met a boyfriend of yours.
Mm-mm.
What's your deal?
They're tricks, and they stay where they're supposed to be. Learn my tricks in the box.
Thanks for helping the cause of marriage equality so much.
God bless.
King knob gobbling homo. Mm-hmm. Help us out here.
So, by the way, I love Steve, by the way. I love Steve.
I love him too.
Yes. But even though you won't accept my Facebook friend request, but we'll get to that later.
It's fine.
I friended you on Facebook like twice.
Do you blame me?
No, I don't.
Are you a bear?
No. Not now. No. Especially now after you hear all this story about his family.
Yeah,
I know. That shit on my Facebook
page. Now, like arm's length.
Ooh. So I'll just jump to the end. Mm-hmm. And the end is a really kind of stunning thing. Where?
Fantastic.
No.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Is the murder?
No, but the week. Remember when the Abu Ghraib pictures came out?
Yes.
Yes, they were horrible, nightmarish.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the same week that I found pictures of my ex in BDSM scenarios on the web.
Well, I did hear that story
on the internet.
Holy fuck!
Randomly?
What?
No.
For those of us that don't know letters, what's BDSM?
Bondage, domination, submission, and I don't know. Oh,
sadomasochism.
Bondage, domination, sadomasochism.
Beat the shit out of people.
Is it bondage, domination? Wait.
I don't know. Slapping and hitting and shit.
Yeah.
So you were just, you know, trolling through the porn as you do. And, oh, it's my wife.
No. This was a surprise. It wasn't a surprise.
Well, not like a surprise party. Like, a surprise.
So,
party.
It was like, funny because, and I mean funny in, you know, rip your heart out.
In the same way that your father's dead.
Yeah, rip your heart out and slam it on the ground and, you know, get a fucking dog to come over and eat it.
Oh, my God.
Virtually, in some of the same poses. Mm-hmm. That were in the Abu Ghraib pictures.
Oh.
So was that shocking enough for you, Stephanie?
Yeah, okay, yes. That'll
on purpose or on accident?
On purpose she was in there. Did I come across them? No, I put spyware on the computer.
How did that conversation go, honey?
No.
I saw the funniest thing today. I'm like, no, not that kitten video.
No. Okay. See, she was angry that I had put spyware on the computer, which I had.
Oh.
Yes, so I will do that to you, Stephanie. No, I won't. It was a one-time thing.
There's nothing on there. Yeah. Sean can tell you because he's been on it and go to
you
my PC.
You don't watch porn, Steph?
No.
You don't watch any porn?
It's show prep. It's political nerd show
Sean,
what is on my computer?
A few, like, YouTube videos of Sarah Palin dance mix.
Really?
That's it.
Really?
Is that your porn?
Do you rub it?
No, it's political nerd
what do you
stuff
say for
the
women?
Show.
You rub one out? For women, do you say you rub one out?
You could rub one out, but, you got to be gentle.
Yeah.
You don't want to rub that hard.
No. I know how to
guys
rub.
Guys are like, you're
I just
like,
want to assure you.
All right.
I know how to rub.
Okay.
I know how to rub. You know what else I know how to use? I know how to use the tongue. Oh, I can use the tongue so well. I will do better than any of your ladies ever have. Stephanie.
Really? Are you like in the Sam Kinison lick the alphabet?
No, that's the amateur hour.
Oh, really? Okay.
I've moved on to Cyrillic.
Oh, wow. The Cyrillic alphabet. Yes, fantastic. Yes. I look forward to that later tonight. So where were we? I lost my place.
Ah, who knows? I'm telling you more than I've told my family.
No, what were we?
Abu Ghraib.
Oh, so your wife. Yes, so that's what happened. She was not just cheating, but...
Cheating.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have a phone call coming in from her.
Oh, hi.
No.
Oh, hi. Line 69.
No, I'm not saying her name or anything.
No.
I will not.
Oh, wow.
I will not.
Okay.
I will not because we get along better now than we did when we were married.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know why? Because I'm a forgiving person, Stephanie. After the hate fucking, I forgive.
Hmm. I know that now we're talking about the hike I took you on to the observatory. I understand what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a
dog. I see that kindly
I've
professor.
Got a dog collar in my bag ready for you.
You know what I see, Sean? I see the kindly professor eyes at the same time. The creepy hate fuck eyes.
You know, it's always the kindly professors who end up with a woman in a pit.
Yes, I would like to talk about Jane Austen or whatever the fuck you're going to be
Jane Austen.
Yes, I would like to hear about your treatise on whatever, right? And then suddenly I'm like, what the hell did this ball gag come from? And oh, yes, Lee, right? That's what happens.
That really is, you know.
I heard Jane was into fisting.
Jane was into fisting?
Excuse me? Jane Austen, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Lee.
Yes.
So.
Thank you.
So you've been divorced and yet dating.
I started the online dating thing.
How would that go?
You know what?
Being divorced.
Every,
you're like, hey, I caught my wife with a ball gag and a German Shepherd up her ass. How are you? These are not my likes and match.com.
I was the most charming motherfucker on the various sites. The only time it went bad, I met so many great people, both sexes, just great people.
Right.
And
I'm sorry. Siri said I'm not sure I understand. He said that he'll fuck anything, Siri.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And you know what? I'm probably going to take this model of your ass later.
Fantastic.
Have my way with
Thank
it.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. But you know, there's a point where you've gone too many fish, or what is it?
Plenty of fish.
Plenty of fish. When
I
you've gone on
it.
A plenty of fish date.
My friend has.
When you're four fingers deep in a woman in the back of a taxi cab.
Okay. All right. You know what? I don't need to. Okay.
Not even an Uber?
This was pre Uber.
Yeah.
And that you start questioning your life choices when you realize, I don't really want to spend any more time. And no more fingers, certainly. Because then we're moving on to fisting, and that really doesn't seem like
Especially
a cap.
Especially four of them.
There were already four, and it was whether or not I was going to go full fisting in the back of the cab.
Okay, all right. Oh. Thanks for that.
But I started thinking about the seats.
Yeah, well, that's nice of you, because you're a liberal. So
I was worried about the
working
man.
You were on behalf
man.
Of the Uber or Lyft driver.
No, it wasn't Uber or Lyft. It was a fucking New York taxi cab. Old school taxi cab, not your fucking fancy Uber.
So you're a union guy that cares about the... back of
I care about whether or not
pussy
juice is leaking all over the vinyl seats in the back of a New York taxi cab. Yes. And then, of course, I would have to have wiped my hands somewhere.
So you've gone digital, is what you're saying. And Max, I know he's going to fuck you in a second.
Max is going to rape the shit out of me. It's just going to be
horrible.
Oh, my
God. He so is.
Yeah.
He so is. Look at him. He's like, are you threatening mommy?
No.
Are you threatening mommy with a
hate
It's
not talk? A threat. It's a promise.
So what? How does this alter ego work with your college students that you are this unbelievably well-read, hilarious college professor that is so unbelievably filthy in your blog?
Well, first of all, I never tell them about the blog.
Well,
but some of them some of them do use the Google.
Well, guess what, fucking Clark Kent? They might fucking read it.
Yeah. Well, they do. Sometimes they do. And
super pervy Jew. Yeah, they might read it.
Yeah. So, well, your lips to my troll's ears. I get, you Jew, homo Jew? Like so many times. Every day there's some Jew homo thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, Jew bye. And not Jew homo. At least get it right.
Yeah, get it right.
And... But you know what? With my students, I just I'm loose, relaxed, and I try to have a good classroom, and I don't have sex with my students because you know what? You got to give an A. If you have that was what an old professor told me at a bar once, just sitting there drunk, just said, out of nowhere, said, you know what? If you ever fuck a student, you got to give them an A. So I thought the best way to avoid that is don't fuck my students. So really,
she's a bitch. I'm going to give her a C.
That is a precept.
And I know what it means. And so does
she. That is a precept that I have lived by. So because I am not interested in fucking my students, it actually makes me into a better professor.
That's so magical.
I know.
You know what? That makes me feel better about higher learning in our country.
It is. I'm a total fucking raging liberal in the classroom. But I tell them if they disagree with me, they can still get an A.
Yeah.
And because I don't punish people. I want them to argue with me, and I want us to have fun arguing.
Right.
And then I go masturbate to their pictures. Later.
Okay. All right. So, you never offered to fuck the right wing out of anybody?
I will fuck it out of you hard. I have a rule. Now, once they graduate.
Yeah, sure.
All bets are off.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, all right. We'll fuck the hate right out of you.
That's it. That's it. I had a Trump supporter in class who,
oh,
who looked, well, she one day made this joke, like, she said something about, you know, Bernie, you know, taking the blood of Christian babies. That was it. Bernie drinks the blood of Christian babies.
Well, that's mostly what he's run on.
Yeah, that's mostly what he's talking about. And I said, and she was joking, and she was like, ha, ha, ha. And I said, well, that's better than your candidate who bathes in the blood of virgins to try to keep his youth going. And by that, I mean Trump.
What's a virgin?
You were like, take my Trump towel. Take it.
So you know what? If challenged in class, mm-hmm. I will, you know, seek and destroy.
Yes. Yes. So,
but they're allowed to have their opinions in class, and I want to hear them, and they can make A's. They don't have to agree with me, but just know that if you come at me, oh, I'm coming back.
So to speak.
Yeah, I know.
And probably literally on your picture. And you know, in a very professorial way.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Please, nobody at College of Staten Island be listening to this. Please.
Didn't you just get tenure?
I didn't just get tenure. I've been tenure for a while. You know
what? Oh, good. Then I didn't blow it.
You know what? I'm going to be department chair next year.
Wow.
I am beloved.
Hey, kids, in America, you can be a filthy fucking bastard like this motherfucker and grow up to be a tenured professor at a fucking department chair. How about that shit,
department
motherfuckers?
Sling.
Yeah. You know what else? You know what else? After that New York Times review that I told you about came out of a show I did, the provost of the school wrote me a letter congratulating me. So I figure I am so inoculated against anybody.
Wow.
And that's the review that said he talked about raping Rick Santorum.
That was hot. Yeah. Start hate fucking your desks now, kids, because you could grow up to be Lee Papa.
You can.
The rude pundit.
You know what? You know what, though? These jobs are going away, Stephanie. Yeah. They're going away.
So hurry up, you little fuckers.
Yeah.
Start perving out now.
Don't go into academia. You will make more money in blogs these days, and I make no fucking money on my blog.
Right.
Unless I beg people for money.
Yes. Where is that? Rude Pundit where?
RudePundit.blogspot.com.
Do it for the children.
Yes, and you can follow me
America.
At Rude Pundit on the Twitter.
Please do that.
Yes.
Please do that.
And you can hear, and I will try to record my hate fucking of Stephanie later on. And you know what I'm going to do
then?
That'll
be a bonus.
You know what I'm going to do?
That'll be a bonus for America.
I'm going to make a recording of it and put it on her jukebox. So that every once in a while, she can punch it in and hear, what did it sound like when Lee was hate fucking me?
You know what? We just gotta go because there's just nothing else that. Okay. This has been the happy fucking happy hour. We'll be selling the hate fucking separately. This has been the Rude Pundit, or as I call him, Lee. Oh,
thank you,
Lee
Stephanie,
Papa.
And thank you to Mark Stone who bought my plane ticket here.
Yeah, you fucking man whore. Thank you.